Joe, good afternoon. Let's start with Maradona on the field. How good was he?
I think he's up there with the best we've ever seen and probably will ever see. I don't think there's any doubt that he's up there in the running. And if you ask a lot of people, which is slightly before my time, but I've watched and read enough about him to know just how good he was. And yeah, I think it's, when you talk about Diego Maradona, you talk about an absolute pioneer, a genius of the game, who I doubt will ever be, you know, will ever be matched.
Yeah, and if you had a look at him, I mean, even in his prime, he was stocky. He ballooned up to close to 130 kilograms, but at 5'5", he was always stocky, and he didn't look like a traditional footballer, but he had the feet, he had the brain, he had everything to allow him to get past opponents, tackle opponents, shoot goals, left foot, right foot, from outside the box, from inside the box, he could do it all.
Yeah, he really could. If you watch the documentary about him that was made recently, there's someone who knows him very well, a journalist from back in his sort of prime, who said that he was never blessed with any physical attributes that should have made him a good footballer, except the most important one, his brain. And I think that was what made him so very special. You spoke about his physique there, and like you say, that he didn't really look like a footballer, but his low centre of gravity, I mean, I think you also have to take into consideration stuff that the modern generation of football fans, that we don't really consider. He got absolute lumps kicked out of him. If you go and watch some of the footage and some of the stuff that he sort of went through in terms of the goals that he scored and the way that he stayed on his feet before he scored them and things like that, it's remarkable. I mean, the guy was just, he was a pioneer. I really think that in terms of the way that he went about playing football, and you only have to look at the way that he's revered in Argentina to see the effect that he's had on people's lives. I mean, it's absolutely no shock at all that they've announced 3 days of mourning in Argentina, because I've been to Buenos Aires and I know the way that he's seen over in that country. It's wild.
1986 World Cup in Mexico. By that time, South Africa had television and we were able to watch the World Cup live, and I happened to be sat in front of my television set watching that game, and it was the 51st minute. Peter Shilton had the ball punched past him into the net by Maradona. And there's that famous quote, the goal came thanks to a little with the head of Maradona and a little with the hand of God. And then 4 minutes later, Joe, and you will have watched this goal many times, I'm sure, got the ball in his own half. And he just bewitched the England defence and then fired past Shilton. I don't think I've ever seen a better goal than that.
I don't think you ever will see a better goal at a World Cup. I mean, those kinds of goals are so few and far between anyway, you know, let alone in a game of that kind of magnitude. He just, like you say, completely flummoxed everybody. And the fact that he took it around the keeper as well at the end, just to kind of rub it in. It's interesting, he said that I think it was his little brother, had criticised him for missing a chance like that against Ray Clements when he was playing England before. And he put it wide. And he said that when he was going down on the goal this time around, he had that kind of came to him. So he decided to go around the keeper instead. But yeah, you said about having watched it times and time again. If there are people listening to the show that haven't seen Maradona's goal, his second goal against England in 1986, as soon as I have finished talking, please go onto YouTube and find it, because every football fan in the world deserves to see that goal.
Boca Juniors was his home club in Argentina. He then went to Barcelona for a couple of years and then Napoli for quite a long time. That was kind of the end of his European club football, and both times he broke transfer records. And from 2020, when people are, you know, talking about 230 million euros to get Lionel Messi or Kylian Mbappe or whoever, you know, cost £3 million when Barcelona bought him in 1982, and £5 million when Napoli bought him in 1985. And I mean, he was, you know, he was an absolute genius with Napoli, but that's when the flaws in his character, I don't know how you describe something like his predilection for cocaine and other stuff, and that's when the decay began. But boy, he was a brilliant player with Napoli as well.
Yeah, and I think you, if possible for people who are listening, if you have the chance to watch the documentary about his time in Napoli, then it really is worth watching, because it gives you an incredible insight into sort of the psyche of what happened. And, you know, he fell in with the, I think as wrong crowds go, he fell in with the Napoli mafia, which, like I say, as wrong crowds go, that's probably up there with the worst. But yeah, he became a god there. You know, you look at somewhere like Naples, and they had basically been the butt of jokes in Italy for years. They were abused as being sort of, you know, poverty stricken, and, you know, they used to go to games where the fans would be told that they were, you know, they all stunk because they couldn't afford showers and things like that. And Maradona turned up, and I, you know, they say that one person doesn't make a team, but Maradona almost single-handedly took them to a Serie A title, which was unheard of. It was the first time they'd ever done it. And if, like I say, if you go and find some of the footage of the way that he went about it, it was honestly it's remarkable. And the scenes that occurred when he helped them win that title that first time around, you know, there was, you know, banners put up on graves outside graveyard saying, "Look at what you missed," and that kind of thing. It was, yeah, he's a player that I don't think we will ever see again. Like I said, and what he did in Napoli, and you know, the speed at which he rose to fame and the age at which he rose to fame, you know, especially back then, I think that you've got to give a little bit of leeway for sort of possibly going off the rails a little bit, given the stature which he sort of reached.
My listeners are weighing in on who, you know, who's up there. Johan Cruyff and other names have been mentioned. And then there's this phrase, Pelé good, Messi better, George best. You know, who's better, Rafael Nadal or Novak Djokovic or Roger Federer? You know, it's kind of only a sort of, I don't know, a sporting game, because there's no way to really establish that beyond debate and beyond dispute. So let's just say that he was a footballing genius of the highest quality.
Definitely, definitely. I think that, you know, we have this obsession with trying to figure out the, as they call it, the GOAT, you know, trying to figure out who is the best, but you'll never know. You know, you put Messi into the 1980s and you see how he does. You know, you put Maradona now and see how he does. It is a question that we will never know about, and we should probably never know about it, because it's better that way.
Joe Cran, thanks for talking to us, journalist with the Sheffield Star in the UK.